1 minute and then connect you back.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Hi, can you both hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Amazing. Adam, the floor is yours.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm great. Thanks for taking a minute to talk to me today.
It's a pleasure.
We're with CJLO Radio, and we're just doing a short little piece about how the Bixi is extending year-round service in NDG. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So NDG is joining the other boroughs that, you know, have had year-round Bixi extensions. Can you tell me a little bit about how this came about?
Well, actually, you know, we were a bit jealous seeing that there were other boroughs that had the Bixis all year around. So there was work that we did in order to, you know, especially the mayor, she put herself out there talking to Bixi, talking also to our counterparts at City Center, saying that, you know, we would love to have access to Bixis in the winter, as we're seeing more of an interest from a lot of the population in using their bikes in the winter. So we were really happy to know that we're going to be part of the one of the boroughs that's going to have the four season like access to Bixis. So that's really like really good news for us. We have new bike paths too in the area that are being used by our citizens. So we're really happy, and we really worked on making. We didn't have a culture, I would say, of like cleaning the bike paths or a bike path culture. The last years, we kind of, you know, secured more bike paths, and we really, you know, wanted to continue to incentivize our population to use their bikes in the winter. So this is really good. This is a really good way, I think, of, you know, getting people who want to use, you know, active transportation to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Could you elaborate on that a little bit? Just tell me a bit more about why it's important to see the Bixi access specifically year round.
Well, I think it's sometimes, you know, we don't always have our days perfectly planned out, you know, and you know, but if you have access to Bixis, you might want to hop on to get around and, you know, get the short rides that you need to do in. A lot of people like to use different kinds of transportation during the day, so Bixi is kind of a way to do that. Also, we, like I mentioned, we've developed, like, we've secured many our bike paths in the borough, and we have four that we're going to be keeping all year round. So we have the new one on Terrebonne, Edouard-Montpetit. Also, you know, these are bike paths that are used a lot by students as well, university students, whether they're going to UDM or Concordia, of course, because like, we have the campus, the Loyola campus is in my district. This is a way also to ensure that they can use it, because a lot of students do want to use their bikes year-round, or use, you know, want to bike to and from home to school and stuff like that. So this is a great way to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, for us, it's important to have different modes of access to different modes of transportation for all the different types of, I guess, lifestyles, and you know, to have it available makes it easier also for people to transfer from one mode of transportation to another. Because, you know, some people say, you know, biking in the winter in the northern country like ours is like impossible, but a lot of people do it, and more people are doing it because they have access, you know, because we have safe bike paths in the winter, because like I was saying, like our teams too are getting used to cleaning. You know, usually in the winter we were prioritizing the streets and the sidewalks, but right now we're doing all of that. You know, we're also including cleaning the bike paths for people who want to use that mode of transportation in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could you just where are the new Bixi stations going to be located through the winter, and where can people find that info?
Bixi stations are going to be extended. The ones that we have already are going to be extended in the winter. Some of them might be taken out. I don't have all of them like in detail, but if you go on the map, you'll see which ones are already available, and most of those will stay. You'll see that in my area in Loyola, there aren't that many Bixi stations. There are less of them than, let's say, in the core, like I would say the eastern NBG part. But the ones around where they're highly used, like around Concordia, those are going to stay. So most of them will be staying, mm-hmm. from what I understood. And again, like this is a lot of work that was done by the mayor of the borough to ensure that we have, you know, access to these facilities and infrastructures for our residents who are asking for them, especially around areas where there are students or people who are more like inclined to use this kind of mode of transportation to get around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could you just tell me a little bit more about some of the other efforts that the borough is making to increase cycling?
Well, like I mentioned, we have increased we have secured our bike paths in the borough. Whenever we do make new ones, we really follow like the highest standards to secure them. So we've basically reconfigured Terrebonne, for example, to make the street safer for all its users. That was like kind of the priority. And in the Plan Vélo was also, there was a bike path to be put there, so we ensured that it was secured. It's a two-way bike path going, you know, east and west, so there's two ways. You can go both ways, secured along the way. Walkley to north to south, the bike path is a two-way bike path, and it's secured. So it's more really like securing the cycling infrastructure, trying to really link them up to areas that are where there's a density of people using, bikes, like schools, universities, or areas like that, or there's like a lot of public transportation as well, because people like to, you know, they might use the metro or like the train and then like hop on the bike to get to the next place. So those are also citizens. We also did our local mobility plan. We worked on that was adopted in the beginning of the year in 2023, which really was a huge effort. We did a consultation on that to really get people's input on what kind of infrastructure they need to ensure that getting around is easy, and that they have different access to different modes of transportation, be it bikes, active modes of public transportation as well, because there is there are areas that have more public transportation and there are areas that have less, and how we could, you know, complete that process to ensure everybody has access to both of those, while also obviously being able to use other modes, like, you know, their cars when needed, and, you know, getting around by foot, also securing passageways and stuff like that, because pedestrians, you know, are we do have pretty residential neighborhoods and also nice commercial areas that we want people to use and get to and enjoy, in a sense, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. All very exciting stuff. I only have two more questions. One of them is, you know, you mentioned the securing the bike paths and these efforts to, you know, ensure that active transportation is effective and safe. There are some residents who complain about this sort of stuff. They are upset about a lack of parking. I know on Terrebonne that's a bit of a controversial issue. What's your reaction to those sorts of criticisms?
Look, you know, I understand that change is not always easy. You know, when you're used to a street being configured a certain way, and you feel like your needs are being met to that, but there's others that kind of need other things. So for us, it's always a question of accompanying people through the change. I understand it's not always easy for people to, you know, see that the street has changed. They're used to driving a certain direction, and it's now, for example, in Terrebonne, we also reconfigured the street, so it's going westward starting on Cavendish and eastward starting Cavendish too. Like, it kind of splits out, actually, going until Girouac eastward, and then going until like Concordia westward. So it's really like it's an adaptation, you know. So for us, it's important we communicate it early. We try to take as much input as we can to adapt the plans that we have. We also did analysis, like for Terrebonne, we did a huge analysis, you know, to see like how it's going to impact the parking. And we saw that they do have parking in the surrounding streets, and, you know, enough in the area to secure. But it's also important to ensure that we have other modes, that everybody feels safe on the street, that everybody has access to the mode of transportation that is also good for the environment, like, you know, having active transportation is a great way of like ensuring that we have that if you can and you want to use a bike, well, you have access to it, you know, and you feel safe using it. So for us, it's important to have like to have these discussions, although there's pushback or there's it's not always easy. You know, we try to communicate as much as possible and follow up also to ensure that everything that we're doing is like, you know, meeting the standards that, you know, secured the high security standards, but also like, you know, is allowing people to slowly adapt to it too. You know, we're following up to ensure that people are adapting to it and that, you know, it's not like, it's not always easy, but, you know, we're doing our best to ensure that people are getting comfortable with the changes that we are making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I guess I don't want to keep you too much longer, but is there anything else that you just want to add about either the Bixi extension or the sort of efforts about cycling in the borough?
Oh, for us, it's, well, I'm very, I have to say, like, again, I'm very happy to see that Bixi is including Côte de Gendigi and it's, I guess, like, winter biking plans. We're kind of a central west borough, so it's important that we're kind of part of that. There is a density of population that uses it, so we're really happy to see that the Bixi is coming to us in the winter. And of course, like, it's always important to ensure, like, when we're building infrastructure, that we're taking into consideration the needs of all users of the street, and especially the most vulnerable when they're, you know, in the streets, so like pedestrians and cyclists. So for, I feel like the biking infrastructure that we're putting in place is going in that direction, and especially as we're seeing more and more young people, you know, who want to use these public infrastructures, it's important for us to kind of move towards that direction as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Okay, great. Well, thanks. Once again, thanks for taking a moment to speak with the CGLO student radio today.
Sure.